Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, we're back. Welcome to Pushy Pushy.
Get together for a gossip and catch up of what's been going on in the wonderful world of mock German.
Keep being passionate, keep being positive, keep pushing.
Hello and welcome to Pushy Pushy.
Hello
everyone. This is our weekly podcast. I'm Mark German and today I'm joined with...
Hannah Morgan. Hi everyone.
Hannah is our head of acting. This is a weekly podcast, a little chat, a little confab about everything in the wonderful world of acting and showbiz, I guess. I'm an agent, I run a talent agency, and Hannah and myself and our team organise and run weekly online classes and in-person classes for any child, teen, adult classes, and every week we're here, every Tuesday, just to have a little chin-wag about what's been going on. So Hannah, what's been happening this week?
So it's
the start of a new term.
The beginning of the term and the last term of the year, which is just wild, isn't it? This academic year has gone really, really quickly.
Summer term is always my favourite.
Monologue slam.
So for those listening, our students come to us online and we teach them virtually, but also on Zoom, but also in person. But this particular term is an amazing showcase where all of our students can enter free of charge our monologue slam, and they get seen by casting professionals, directors, American talent agencies, producers. It's an amazing showcase, and people who've won it have actually got jobs.
Yeah.
And lots have gone on to have like really fruitful careers.
Mark, you do know, but I don't know how many of the listeners know what the prize is this year for Monologue Slam. It's a very good.
Go on.
One.
Clanger, drop it in.
Okay. This year, the prize for winning Monologue Slam, and we're giving away three prizes, one per age group, is a space at Industry Week.
Yeah, so we run a summer camp where basically students come and reside and live with us and have intense training over a 5-day period. And that happens just outside London. So yeah, an amazing prize. But also some amazing casting directors, like top-notch casting directors.
Yeah. It's always a really fun event, isn't it? I think what's great about it is each of the students gets to kind of express their individuality within the sphere of whatever they're
in. Yeah, because some students write their own pieces, don't they? Yeah. Others do like traditional, some do Shakespeare. And also, they've always got that then as a body of work if they're going to audition for drama school or have a showcase or whatever it may be.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. How's your week been?
Well, I'm away at the moment. I'm away with my brother and sister-in-law. So yeah, a little bit of a family away weekend. I had a beach day yesterday, so I'm a little bit...
You do look a bit red.
As a lobster. I'm bright red. So yeah, no, they're all good. But how's your week been? What have you been up to?
I saw Back to Black this week.
Amy Winehouse film. What did you think? It's had mixed reviews.
It has had mixed reviews. Guess who I saw in the trailers?
Go on.
Lavinia Birch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in her Number 7 campaign.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, so Lavinia is one of our adult acting students whose children enrolled with us, didn't they? And then Lavinia was like, do you know what? I want to give it a go myself. And she's just landed quite a big... It's a makeup campaign, isn't
it? Yeah, it's huge. I mean, obviously, when I've seen the advert when she sent it to us, and then I saw it. It's a really long... It's like a campaign. It's maybe a 5-minute advert, and she's like really, really featured in it. And it's her first ever job. And I sent her...
That's fantastic.
I took a little picture and I messaged her, like, look who I've seen at the cinema. She was so happy. Yeah.
And what? Well done, Lavinia. And what do you think of the film, Amy Winehouse? Because I was saying it's had mixed.
Yeah, I mean, it grew on me. At the beginning, I didn't love it.
Okay.
And then I think there are some problems around it as just like a piece of film. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Sam Taylor-Johnson directed it, didn't you?
Yes.
And I think I remember we worked on the casting of it because it's Nina Gold's team that cast it. And there was like this big search to find
Amy,
the actress who could sing, dance. Because the actress who plays her, it's actually her singing voice, isn't it, in the film?
Yeah.
They haven't dubbed it. You know, it's not Amy Winehouse's voice. It's the actual actress.
They haven't dubbed it at all.
No. She's got, you know. But there was a big like campaign to find Amy Winehouse. I think we had two girls that auditioned for it.
I think
got a recall with Nina, but yeah.
I think it's such an interesting debate, isn't it, about how you portray such an iconic person.
Well, with biopics, it's really hard because, like, you know, you want to put your own stamp on it, but you don't want it to be an impression. But there's so many. Like, the last episode we were talking about, have you seen Scoop?
No, I've been told to watch it.
Fantastic. Really, really good. But again, they're playing real life people and, you know, they're styled and they look like them. But really, really good. And what else have you been up to and doing?
What have I been doing? I've been looking after my kittens, Daphne and Wolf.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you know what? It's just been a full-on week of getting the term up and running, to be honest. But now we're really underway. And yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really, really great term.
No, I'm excited as well. And it makes a difference, doesn't it, with the weather?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lucky I'm away at the moment. But you know, the days are a bit longer and everyone's a bit more up for it, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. And we've had some really good news come in this week as well. Lots of students have put some really nice jobs.
Really nice jobs.
I don't know
if
I'm allowed to say who. But really exciting. I've got a reveal to do tonight as well. So yeah, it feels like the term's off to a really, really good start.
The reveal that you're doing tonight is for a soap.
Yes.
A very well-known British soap.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, don't give it away.
It just fell out of my mouth, Hannah. It just fell out of my mouth. And then obviously someone got a really big Netflix, one of the number one shows on Netflix.
Yeah, and she was thrilled. The reveal, okay, I'm going to tell you this. When the reveal comes out, everyone's going to know who I'm talking about.
When Hannah says the reveal, just to let people know, if you don't know, sometimes what we love to do with students and clients, and it's probably my favourite part of the job, and Hannah, yes, it's great, isn't it, to tell, we basically bring people on a Zoom or on a call, or we tell them that they've got the job and film their reaction and we post it on our socials, but Hannah did a brilliant one this week because it's a student who's been with us for ages.
Mm-hmm.
She must be about 5 or 6 years.
It's crazy.
Tell me, what did she do? What was her reaction?
So I was so excited to tell her. And I tried to hoodwink her. And then I told her and she's like, oh my God. And I was like, you knew. And I could tell from her reaction that she knew. And do you know how she knew?
Because Netflix had emailed
her. Yes, yes.
Do you know what? That is so funny because once an actor books a job, Netflix and the casting team will go, can we have all their information? And I think we'd sent their information maybe at 5:30, 6, and you were doing the reveal at 7 o'clock, so Netflix must have gone into her, so she already knew.
She knew, and I was like, you need to keep coming to class, because I knew from the second you pretended to react to that information that you were...
She needs to improve on her acting.
Yeah.
She needs to fake it.
She could tell, she knew.
Oh, cool.
But very exciting.
And what about, like, you were talking about monologues, Sam, and like, what advice do you have as an acting coach? Hannah, you've worked with loads of different companies and loads of young people. What advice would you give for people maybe who are thinking of doing the monologue slam? Any top tips for finding a monologue or what they should do?
Yes, I think don't put the pressure on yourself to find the perfect monologue. I don't think the perfect monologue exists.
Mm-hmm.
My advice would be to find something that excites you and to go with that. Obviously, spend time finding a good piece and a piece that's well written and you feel, you know, connects to the story that you want to tell. But I think agonizing over the perfect piece is where you start to kind of overthink and get on the wrong track. So yeah, I think stay open.
And also, I think sometimes if you go for a traditional monologue, this is what I think. We have, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so have you, Hannah. Sometimes you've heard the same monologue again and again and again. I think a really important thing is to put your own stamp on it and your own style on it and your own input. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise, especially if judges or the audience have heard it before, we want to bring something fresh or different to that piece, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for sure. And then I wonder, okay, here's a question for you. How would you define putting your own slant on it?
Well, I would... good question.
When people say... So for listeners, when people say, make a bold choice or give your own spin, like coming from you, what does that mean?
I would... If I had a monologue, I'd read the monologue and then I would map out where the journey of the character, what's happening at the start and where does it go till the end, and also how you want the audience to feel.
Yeah.
So I would basically thought track it, which is basically making points of where the character's going, what they're doing, etc. That's a really good question. You got me thinking. What else would I do?
Yeah, but how? I guess how would the actor find their individual take on that? Because I guess everyone's going to look at the arc of the story, right? Everyone's going to look at the arc of the scene. How do you? And I don't know the answer. I think maybe I'm asking you for advice for myself. But how do you define putting your own spin on it? Is it just trusting that you're seeing it through a different lens because you have your own unique experience, or are you actually going to look at it the same as everyone else? You have to push yourself to think differently about it. How do you put your own spin? I don't know.
I think it's just, I think connection with the text and what you're saying is so important.
Yeah.
And also finding, like, being honest and truthful.
Yeah.
Basically, I think. But I think, you know, if you're doing like Shakespeare, or if you were doing, I don't know, lots of children and young people are like, I've seen Matilda, that monologue, the Escapologist, millions of times.
Go on, do it.
I've also seen Veruca Salt, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I love that one.
I do, millions of times. So what I'm saying is, doing something different to what maybe other people have done or played with it before.
Yeah.
That would be my advice. And the other thing I would say as well is, know your casting.
Yes, especially for monologue slam.
Should I play this character?
100%. Especially for a professional opportunity, such as monologue slam, even just meeting a casting director or an audition, it is about navigating that monologue to suit your playing, isn't it? Because that's how then a casting director is going to remember you and see you, and I think that's super duper important.
And question for you, Hannah, right back at you.
Go on then.
What monologue did you do when you went to drama school? What were your two pieces?
Okay, I did Gary Owen, obviously.
Welsh playwright?
Yeah.
Okay, so why did you do Gary Owen?
I think my knowledge of plays was really limited, if I'm honest. Not that Gary Owen's a really basic choice, but obviously he's a very famous Welsh playwright.
Yeah, and wasn't character Welsh?
Yes. Yeah.
So listeners, I think that's what we were talking about, like knowing your casting type. So if I was auditioning for drama school or monologue slam or whatever, I would probably do something in my own accent that's regional. For me, it would be more comedic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think I'm funny looking, but I do. I got a face for radio. But yeah, and what was the piece? Where was the piece from?
It was from Ghost City.
Yeah.
And I actually can't remember the piece, but it's a girl talking. She's in Techniquest in Cardiff Bay. And she's talking about how unlikely it is to end up on the planet at the same time as someone else. I remember doing that. But at the time, I didn't do it because it was Welsh and I was trying to make like a regional statement. I just, it's
and what was your Shakespeare, your contrasting monologue?
You're really throwing me back here. This is a long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was.
You're younger than me.
Very true. I did, my gosh, what's it called? Is it Imogen from All's Well That Ends Well, where she's like, here on my knee, I love your son.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, okay. I did Titus Andronicus.
Go on, do it, I dare you.
Okay. Come, Lavinia, look, my foes are bound. That's the opening line, that's all I can remember. And then my modern was The Crucible.
Oh, you love The Crucible.
I'm a massive Crucible fan.
Honestly, I love it.
I think, you know, there's those plays that you really connect with, but I love Arthur Miller's stuff, so yeah.
Why do you love...
So there's some top... Why do I love Arthur Miller?
Yeah.
Or The Crucible?
Yeah.
The Crucible, I was in it as when I was a student, drama student, and we had a brilliant director who's passed away now, Godfrey Evans. He directed it, and I just thought it was just a great experience, and yeah. And, it, you know, those memories stick with you, don't they? That's the great thing about acting and drama and, like, youth theatre and, you know, doing these things. Even if you don't go into the industry, like, you know, got those memories and, yeah, for life.
Yeah, for sure.
And what else has been happening in the news? What else has been going on?
The Oliviers.
Oh, yes, of course.
How bad is it, by the way, that we can't watch that live, but people in America and I believe Australia can stream it live on
national television? I have no idea. And it's such a British thing. We should, absolutely. And what do you think about Nicole Scherzinger?
Yeah, best actress in the musical.
Did you see Sunset Boulevard?
I didn't see Sunset Boulevard.
It was good. Yeah, it was slick, stylish, and I thought she was great.
I mean, I have always stand Nicole Scherzinger as a musical theatre performer since she did Maureen and Rent.
Mm-hmm. And she was in Cats.
Yes. She's like Angela Lloyd Webber's muse at this point, isn't she? I mean, yeah, I think she's incredible. I wonder how much an Olivier will benefit her compared to how much it could benefit someone else. But then is the whole point, that the award just goes to the best person, and that happened to be Nicole Scherzinger, you know.
And in May, I'm going to be I'm going to an event with her.
Go on.
I have a friend of mine who is also an agent and manager, is who represents and looks after Luke Evans, actor. He is launching a fashion line, and she is going to be performing at that event, and I'm going. So I will let you know. I'll get a picture of her, Hannah, with the Olivia, and send it to you.
Have you got a plus one?
I don't think I have. Oh. Like, it's just me. It's quite
you
a small
plus
event.
One. You are the
plus one, yeah. It's just me, Nicole, and Luke. Yeah, no,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to clang that and drop that one in there.
Okay, well, you should congratulate her on the Olivia Award.
I will. Okay, Hannah.
Yes.
Just before we wrap, what about your yay-yays or nay-nays of the week?
Oh, I like this one.
Have you got a yay-yay-yay? Well, listeners, sometimes made you go, yay-yay, you've achieved something. What is
okay.
it?
Okay, yay-yay! Right. This is really niche and specific to probably my experience and no one else's. But at the beginning of every term, obviously we run a lot of classes online. So every single class and like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students and parents have to have the correct code with the correct password and the correct Dropbox link for all of their material. And
hi, Hannah. I haven't got the code.
Yeah.
Hi, Hannah. Sorry to bother you. I haven't got the Zoom code.
Yeah, literally.
Lots of those emails. Yeah.
Lots of that. So at the beginning of every term, I mean, it's getting better, but I have this intense anxiety that I've, like,
palpitations
going.
Has everyone got it? Are they okay?
Yes.
Is it working?
Or not even, like, I know there will always be anomalies, but have I sent the junior girls the right scripts? Like, they're not going to open the senior girl scripts and, like, be reading things they should. You know, and it's just, like, it's a lot.
But it's gone well. First week back.
It's gone well. And we also have a new, I don't know if a lot of people who have been students with us before will kind of see there's a slight difference with the communication at the moment, because we've just migrated all of our data onto a new system.
Which has taken forever.
Literally taken.
But we're getting there now. So things we're sending out and communicating with people, it looks a bit different. We think it looks slicker. What mums, dads, people who we mail out, what do you think? Yeah. So yeah, that's good. What about a nay-nay of the week?
It's really bad.
I've got a nay. We had an actress who taped for us this week. Lovely, lovely, lovely actress. She's in her 20s. She's in a BBC drama, actually, very, very, very soon. But she did a tape this week, and she sent it to me on WhatsApp for me to view at 11:30 in the evening. I didn't reply. And then at 11:45, quarter to midnight, she just sent me two question marks. As in, ? Have you not, like, as if I hadn't responded. So that, it did peeve me, because I just thought, hang on, it's out of office hours. I'll watch it and reply to you the next day. But it was the question mark, like the, do you know what I mean? Are you coming back to me? I was like, not at 11:45. No, I'm about to go to bed. So that was my nay-nay of the week. As in, like, you know, respect. Again, we talked about this with time off. You love a Sunday off, Hannah. Boundaries and stuff like that. So I did watch it, and I replied the next day with some notes and some feedback. But I just thought it was the question mark. That was like nay-nay. You don't need to do that. Don't behave like that.
Yeah, it's what.
What about yours?
My nay-nay of the week was that my kitten was unwell.
Oh.
But she's okay now.
Which one? Daphne?
Daphne, yeah.
Aww.
Do you want to see her?
Let's have a look.
Hang on, is this Daphne? Come here. Oh, I think this is Wolfie.
Oh, cute.
Say hi.
Lovely. I am I'm allergic to cats, but very, very cute.
Am I
very cute? And my yay-yay of the week, H, would probably be...
my kittens.
I do like cats, but I can't have one because I'm allergic. We've done this before. But my yay-yay would be that we now have three students who are in three of the top Netflix shows. I can't say what they are, but if you went on Googled what are the top-rated Netflix shows... we now have students in every single one of those. which I just think is amazing. No?
Yeah, I think it's wild how it's, because we're in April, right? We are kind of almost at the anniversary of creating virtuals.
Absolutely. And I think we've noticed a real shift in April. I think it's a new year, it's a new tax year. I think people have got funding. Obviously, the writer's strike in America slowed things down, but there seems to be a real like push, and it seems like everyone's hit the button on go, and there seems to be a lot more castings, opportunities this month than ever. And like you said, we're only halfway through it, so it's really exciting. And like we said, you know, the summer's here, you know, it's all in front of us.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Okay, before we leave, what are your predictions for this term? What do you think is going to happen before Industry Week?
I think that I'm really excited to meet new students. Mm-hmm. And it's always brilliant to, I judge the monologue slam with a whole host of professional casting directors, etc. But it's always great to see how people have developed. There's always stand-up performances where you go, oh my gosh, they're completely different. Or, you know, you spot someone or you see someone. I think that's really, really exciting. Plus, it's always brilliant to meet new people as well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really nice. It's always nice to have a fresh energy at the start of every term, isn't it? And kind of go back to that, that real like energy of, oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
It reminds me of kind of when we were doing this 4 years ago, in our lockdown.
In lockdown, yeah. Well, this was born. But I think it's all with the monologue slam and the courses that we're doing now, just things have grown and developed. A bit like I was saying with the students in these, you know, amazing TV shows and films. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And what are your plans for the rest of the week?
So I'm away at the moment. I am with my brother and sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. And we are going to go and watch the sunset on the beach tonight. And then I'm taking them out for dinner tomorrow and just showing them around.
Nice.
Yeah. So having a little bit of me time. So I'm going to be working for the rest of the day and then hanging out with them this evening.
Nice.
Yeah. Very and what about you? What have you got planned for the rest of the day?
I am going to make sure everyone's got their codes, Mark.
Good.
That's my duty.
Good. Yes. Well, hopefully we will see you next Tuesday for another little roundup and chat. Keep pushing, keep being the best person you can be, and we'll see you next time.